You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Alexander Dio, president and co-founder of Token IQ, that brings into the blockchain and capital markets the tokenization of any asset by converting the rights to an asset into smart and fully compliant digital tokens on the blockchain. Mr. Dio, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, yeah, Eric. Pleasure is all mine. Thank you very much for having me.
And you're more than welcome, and the pleasure is certainly all ours. So tell us, for starters, what is Token IQ and what type of services does Token IQ provide to businesses looking to enter into the blockchain space?
Oh, that's a pretty awesome start. So, and I think you already kicked it off really well by describing what Token IQ is. Essentially, we are in this new paradigm of moving the analog paper version of securities ledger over to a blockchain digital formation, so that anything that was used to be known as a paper, now it will be known as a ledger that is digitized, registered on the blockchain, that delivers a full transparency, ease of doing business with, also provides the ease of creation of a capital for anyone that would like to do the fundraising. So to make it simple to understand, Token IQ is simply converting anything that used to be known as paper onto a digital format. When it comes to the securities, when it comes to the debt instruments, any derivatives products, swaps, that's what we do.
And a fine, detailed explanation. Thanks for that. Now, can you also explain how security tokens accelerate the democratization of venture capital?
Oh, absolutely. So I'll give you a very quick example. A lot of millennials in this day and age own an Apple phone, aka iPhone. However, it's a known fact that not a lot of the same millennials own Apple stock. Why is that so? Well, the quick answer would be is A, because it's too expensive. B, they probably don't have that much money to even purchase one stock. But what if the question becomes, the same stock can be fractionalized in form of a token? And now the millennials will have access to a fraction of the same Apple stock in form of a token. That's just one simple example. Another example will be private equity deals, or private placement deals. Before it gets to the mainstream, a lot of VCs being approached by the startup companies in hopes that they will fundraise the money for their project so they can effectively disrupt the world, change the world, or make this world better. Unfortunately, a lot of the same millennials and or the mainstream people would not ever have access to these types of lucrative deals. For example, one of the classical examples of it would be an Uber. Before Uber became an Uber, nobody really knew what they tried to do or how they tried to transform the industry of taxis. However, fast forward, all of the VCs were able to invest large sums of money and therefore participate in that kind of offering. What if that same offer can be tokenized? And now all of a sudden it opens up the doors to the mainstream audience to invest fraction along the side with venture capitalists or private equity firms. And I think that's the way the tokenization will democratize the world of a capital formation.
And why do you think security tokens are so important? Get into some of those details.
That's another good question. So we all know how crazy the world of ICO goes. The initial coin offering had brought something that we never seen before. It brought really good things, but it also brought something that not a lot of people can or would like to be associated with. That would be scam, fraud, essentially taking advantage of people that not knowing how to invest into, and essentially giving to these folks just the faulty promises. It also gave these people some sort of indication that at some point in the future, if they were to support the project, they will able to purchase a product or services of that company and use those tokens as a method of payment, as a method of participation. And it kind of has a dual purpose. One, it has a utility component, but at the same time, it has some sort of an investment component. Well, guess what? We all know that the SEC started to crack down on this type of formations, considering the fact that anything that has to do with the fundraising automatically may deem to be as a security. Now, to answer directly on your question, why STOs and the importance of STOs, because STOs bring something that already existed since 1930s. And what is it that been existing since 1930s is clear rules and regulations around securities laws. And security tokens are taking that to the next level, enhancing the ability for any company that is looking for fundraising or capital formation, but do it through a digital format and allowing everybody, aka crowdfunding, participate in that kind of offering. So no utility involved. There's no faulty promise of someday, one day, these tokens can be used for purchasing of product and services of that company, but rather it's a pure play of A, if you believe in project and you see yourself wanting to invest, that's the way to do it, and that's STO.
Quite informative. Thanks for that. Today we're joined by Mr. Alexander Dio, the president and co-founder of Token IQ here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, how must an entrepreneur distinguish a security tokens offering from a utility tokens offering?
I already highlighted just a few main differences between utility token and security token. So in a nutshell, a utility token has no underlying assets that supports your investment. So essentially, it's a promise of future products and services and your ability and wish to support the project. You are not vested in any type of stock, equity, or you're not purchasing any debt instrument of the company. Therefore, if the company is, if there or not there, nobody cares because you're not buying the actual company, but rather the services of that company. On the other hand, security tokens, STOs, are backed by a tangible asset, whether it's an actual equity or profit sharing or rights to vote or dividends, the debt that perhaps will be paying particular interest to you, whether preferred or common. So all of that allowing you to really participate in the success of the company, knowing the fact that it's backed by a tangible asset. And that's a huge difference between utility and security tokens.
Absolutely, no doubt there. Lastly, what is your perspective on the current state of the STO market, and where do you see the market going in the next 5 years? I'd love to hear your take on that.
That's another good question. In my humble opinion, we have entered effectively into the era of security tokens. However, it hasn't been properly formed nor addressed by the regulators yet. Regulators are still trying to find how to identify and treat these security tokens, let alone they're still trying to clean the mess of ICO. If I were to project, I guess, what would happen in the future with the world of STO, I clearly see that we are going into the digital tokenized formation of any fundraising in the future. Yet, we have to be very careful on how to present this to the main audience, how to present this to institutional investors and players. And I think that's what Token IQ does really effectively well, because we play that role of a bridge by connecting a traditional world of venture capitalists, private equity, mainstream investors, institutional players that know how to play in the world of investment with cryptocurrency / blockchain organizations and or companies that are trying to decentralize things of all sorts of things. But unfortunately, the way they are taking it is absolutely wrong. So I believe that SDO will be that kind of a bridge and connector to bring the sanity to the world of ICOs, and also create a perfect formation of a capital in a digital format. So that's, I truly believe in.
Well, certainly do appreciate your insight and expertise. Very informative, and really appreciate your time spent with us here today. Where can listeners get all the details on Token IQ and also be in contact as needed?
Sure, absolutely. So we can be contacted by sending us an email to deals@tokeniq.io, tokeniq.io, or for more further information about our product and services and technology itself, you can visit our website, www.tokeniq.io. Again, www.tokeniq.io.
And that certainly works. Again, Mr. Dio, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Eric, thank you very much for having me again. Really appreciate all of your doing that you bring to the world of entrepreneurs.
And thanks for those kind words. We never get tired of hearing that. We've been speaking with Mr. Alexander Dio, the president and co-founder of Token IQ. That brings into the blockchain and capital markets the tokenization of any asset by converting the rights to an asset into smart and fully compliant digital tokens on the blockchain. And for further details, simply visit tokeniq.io. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.